Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Okay, it's Monday, but as you know, the week flies by. It's going to be Friday before you know it, and it'll be Tuesday even sooner than that. So, hey, we'll just get through this Monday together. I'm Scoot on the air. I hope you had a great weekend. And if you had a great weekend, you have a lot of great memories on a Monday, thinking back on the weekend. And then, you just enjoy the day. I don't like people to be down and waste a day just because it's Monday. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us. A friend of mine, somebody close to me, had to go to Macomb, Mississippi to take a test, and then had to take she had to take a course first and then a test after that. So the whole thing took longer than expected. I got to Macomb, Mississippi yesterday morning at 10 o'clock, and I got home right at midnight. It was a long, long day while she did this, but I needed to do this for her, and I was happy to do this for her. And in the midst of all of that, what I have been dealing with the last couple of weeks is supporting her while her mom has taken a turn for the worst, and then she passed away yesterday. And, sometimes things happen in life, and it's a real challenge. And she got the news that her mom had passed away just as the course was finishing up, and then she had to go in and take this test. And she passed the test and got certified, and I'm so proud of her. And sometimes life throws things at you, and it's not like you planned it. We don't plan what life throws at us. We don't plan the challenges, but we do have control over how we deal with those challenges. And so when you have a challenge, I hope you do the best you can to just deal with that challenge. And it's not your fault that the challenge happened, because it just happens. And I will tell you that the people at Ochsner Hospital, this is the main campus on Jefferson Highway, they were really good. They did a wonderful job taking care of her, and she coded a couple of times, and they brought her back. And then finally yesterday she did code, and they were not able to bring her back. So It was sad, but it was expected, and she's in a better place now. So all of that is good. But it's been a tough couple of weeks supporting her through all of this. But that is now there's a lot of paperwork and things like that to do. But in any event, I relate that to you, because I know a lot of you have been through that, and it's tough. It's really, really difficult. But yeah, I had some. I had a good time. I mean, I made the 12 hours that I spent 12 hours in Macomb yesterday without really a place to go. Went to Starbucks first and did a little work on the show and some other things that I'm working on. Did some work on that, and then went to the Santa Fe Cattle Company on the I-10, on the I-55 service road in Macomb. And I think it's the second exit coming up from New Orleans on I-55. And then after that, watched a couple of games there and watched people down these big giant steaks, and then went to Applebee's and had a really great Impossible Burger. In fact, it's the first time I've ever had an Impossible Burger, and it was really good. It was an Impossible Burger quesadilla, and it was really nice. And I stayed there for a long time, did some work on the show, and then also watched the games. And great game last night between Denver and KC. And Denver won. Denver is what, 9-2? And so I want to go over this just briefly with you. You know, there are sports reporters who really ask dumb questions. So I was listening to Sean Payton on the drive back home. I was listening to Sean Payton's after the game press conference. And this reporter, you know, talked about Bo Nix did this and Bo Nix did that. And he was talking about all the great things Bo Nix did during the game. And so then he asked Sean Payton, well, what kind of game did Bo Nix have? Or something inane like that. I mean, I don't blame coaches and even politicians for getting frustrated with reporters, but I don't blame coaches for getting frustrated with reporters because they really do ask some dumb questions. And then another reporter essentially said the same thing. And Sean Payton was cool. I mean, he didn't get upset. But sometimes listen to some of the questions that you'll hear from sports reporters, and they're just, I mean, they don't, it's almost like they're just making up a question that makes no sense just to get the coach to talk. But there are so many questions that you can ask, and I just thought that running down a list of all the great things Bo Nix did and then basically asking him, well, do you think he had a good game? And Sean Payton said, yes, outstanding. Had an outstanding game. Well, of course he did. And over the weekend, LSU beat Arkansas 23-22. They did the job. They did what they had to do to win the game. But, you know, obviously this is a disappointing year for LSU. Alabama lost. Alabama was number four in the country, and they lost the game. So there were some upsets. Texas A&M, there were some good games to watch over the weekend. I watched them, and as much as I could Saturday, and then bouncing around between the Santa Fe Cattle Company and Applebee's in Macomb, I was able to watch some of the big games yesterday. And Jacksonville came from behind to win their game. By the way, I have a list somewhere of the teams that I picked last week to win, and I'll have to go over that list. I don't really know. I think I picked some winners, but I didn't pick them all. And also, Tulane beat Florida Atlantic 35-24. Tulane is headed for the, at this point, if they continue to win, they're headed for the playoffs. And we'll have to see, you know, how they do. I don't know, as I have said, that Tulane has played their best game yet, and kind of waiting for that to happen. But I don't know for sure, but I expect there was a pretty good crowd at Yulman Stadium. Again, at that point in what I was doing in terms of supporting my friend, at that point, most of the day was spent at the hospital because her mom was not doing well at that point. So I was kind of oblivious to actually what was going on at the time. And this is Saints-Falcons week. We'll talk more about that in just a minute. If you want to join us with a comment on this Monday afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. All right, and Ian at the beginning of the show talked about his guide trip into the wilderness of... was it Foxbury? Foxworth?
Foxworth is the nearest town.
Foxworth, Mississippi. One of his friend's aunts has a home there, and once a year they get together and they drink and play board games and do things that guys do when they hang out together.
And it turns out we name movies at each other.
Wait, you do what?
You just get into a tear about, like, oh, remember in that movie, well, that actor did this. Yeah, I don't know if this is just my circle of friends, but I realized about halfway through the weekend, I was like, all we have done is talk about movies, which is fine. I'm not complaining. It's just an observation. I guess it's just we all like to talk about that because most of us are actors.
But that's okay. I mean, you know, movies kind of reflect who we are. The movies that we like tell us something about ourselves.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you if you saw, did anybody ask Sean Payton about catching an unsportsmanlike penalty, like for being in the ref's way. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw
bonkers,
that.
Bonkers, man.
That was insane. And you know, for a guy who was injured on the sideline when a player hit him, remember he had the knee injury?
Yeah, he broke his leg.
Yeah, and then he was doing the coaching from the press
from
box.
The booth.
And then got addicted to pain meds.
Oh, my God.
That
this
was
poor
crazy.
Man. If you're listening, you don't know what we're talking about. You got to go look, Sean Payton, ref. I can't quite explain what's happening here. Neither man is like quite looking in the direction of the other, and the ref just crashes into Payton at kind of like top running referee speed. I don't know what top speed for the ref really is, but this man is
those guys run
is burning it.
They run,
and he just clobbers Sean Payton, and both men fall to the ground, and then Payton gets an unsportsmanlike penalty call.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Yeah, I don't know about that that call. But I think the official was just kind of embarrassed and maybe just wanted to call a penalty.
Yeah, I guess so. Flags start flying everywhere while they're both still on the ground. Yeah. It's like, how do you
know
what happened here?
And when I'm watching the game, and during the game between the Bills and the Bucks, that was a good game last night. The Bills beat the Bucks. They had to come back to do it. I'm glad. I mean, even though the Saints are not really in a position to get to the playoffs, I don't think they're out of it mathematically, but it just doesn't seem, you know, realistic at all. But it's still nice to see the team that's leading our division lose. I'm okay with that. They pointed out that during the game, Josh Allen tied Peyton Manning's record for the most touchdown passes before turning 30.
Oh. Oh.
At 288.
Okay, congratulations.
And it just made me think that there's too many statistics.
Yeah.
I mean, who is keeping track of touchdown passes before you turn 30, and what difference does that make?
Well, you can bet on it now, so you got to know.
I mean,
are you going to get your 267th pass before you turn 30? You know,
I just,
there's it's bucks on it. But, I got five on it.
And I don't know. It just seems ridiculous. Some of the stats that they come up with, and, you know, I mean, how many touchdown passes did you throw before your first child was born? You know, or most touchdown passes from a quarterback with a beard. Yeah, I think there are too many statistics, and you get caught up in all of that. It's like, oh, wow, you know, most touchdown passes before turning 30. And then, what's next? Most touchdown passes in the month that has two full moons? To me, there's too many statistics. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. How do you feel about the Pelicans moving on from Willie Green? And you don't have to be happy that somebody lost their job, but I just feel like this was something that had to happen. And if you listen to this show, you know that I've been talking about this for maybe 3 weeks now, at least 2 weeks, in a very concentrated way. I nothing against Willie Green as a person, but over 5 years, you know, what have we seen? And we've got Zion Williamson, who, by the way, just can't seem to stay on the court. So it doesn't do any good if you're such a great player, but you can't stay on the court. If you can't stay on the court, who cares if you're a great player? But the Pelicans have a lot of talent, and I just felt like the rotations and a lot of things were just not right. There was just something that wasn't right, and it was time for them to move on from Willie Green. Now, Pelicans Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations, Joe Dumars. Now, see, I thought that was the title that Mickey Loomis had. He's Vice President, and he's in charge of the Saints, but I thought he was in charge of basketball operations for the Pelicans, too. I don't know. Maybe that has changed. But it says, and we've got the story on our website, WWL.com. It says Pelicans Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations, Joe Dumars, announced the coaching change. He named the assistant coach, James Borrego, as the new interim head coach. The Pelicans play their next game tonight at the Smoothie King Center against, against Oklahoma. But what Dumars said, I was impressed with. He said, the won and lost record as the ultimate determining factor. We have to establish who is going to be here in New Orleans going forward, and I just did not see that happening, meaning didn't see Willie Green being part of it moving forward. He went on to say that he saw the team losing the same way over and over again. That's not improvement. He went on to say that we have to establish that we're going to play hard every night. Before you can become anything in this league, you have to establish that first, and that's still what I'm looking for right now. And team owner Gail Benson, who has, she's been criticized by a lot of fans for the Saints and the Pelicans, been criticized for not making difficult decisions when it comes to the team. She's such a nice lady that I have often referred to her as someone who is seemingly treating the Saints and the Pelicans more like a family than a business. And it doesn't mean that you can't have loyalty to people. You can certainly have loyalty to people. That's a good thing. But it's not a family, and you have to make decisions. And just because somebody's been with you for a while doesn't mean that that person is guaranteed a job. But, you know, somebody's always part of the family. So he went on to say that I have tremendous respect and admiration for Willie Green. And, oh, no, this is from Miss Benson. I have tremendous admiration and respect for Willie Green, and I truly appreciate all he has done for our organization over the last few years. This is a tough situation, and these are difficult decisions. Yes, they are, Miss Benson. These are tough decisions, and I'm glad I don't have to make them. But if you're in that situation, you have to make those decisions. And, you know, it was tough to let somebody go. And I respect the fact that it's tough to let somebody go. That's a good thing. I'm glad they're not just, you know, firing people and happy about it. But I like the idea that we're not the status quo people. That is coming from the Pelicans. We're not status quo people. That is very, very encouraging. And let's hope that this firing of Willie Green does manifest some change in the team and some changes in the team's attitude. And hopefully they change, because it just couldn't keep going the way it was. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. And this is Saints Falcons week. The boys are back in town, working their way toward the game Sunday in the Dome against the Falcons. And don't forget tonight, 4 o'clock, well, this afternoon, sorry, at 4 o'clock, it's Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettillier for the second guest show at the Silver Slipper Casino in Bay St. Louis. And don't forget, today is another day that you can register to win Saints Falcons tickets. Get premier tickets to the game plus VIP tailgate passes for the Bullseye Event Group at Benson Tower. Get great food, premium liquor, and walk over to the Dome, maybe with a little buzz on, and enjoy the Saints and the Falcons. You can register once a day. So do yourself a favor. Register every day, including today, like right now. Go to the website, wwl.com/contest with an S, and register to win. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Pretty well. That is not Adele. That is the rock band Greta Van Fleet doing a good version of the cover, Rolling in the Deep. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us. Let's take a quick look at Scoot's news briefs. All right, tensions are rising in the Caribbean, and the Trump administration is focusing military assets on that area.
The USS Gerald R. Ford, the most advanced U.S. aircraft carrier, has arrived in the Caribbean Sea as part of what the Trump administration calls a counter-drug operation. But it's been seen as an escalating pressure tactic against Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Since September, U.S. airstrikes have killed at least 80 people in 20 attacks on small boats accused of transporting drugs in the Caribbean and the Eastern Pacific Ocean. With the USS Ford's arrival, there are now roughly 12,000 U.S. troops on nearly a dozen Navy ships in what Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth calls Operation Southern Spear. Donna Water, Washington.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you're in the military and you need to be stationed somewhere, why not let it be the Caribbean? Look, if they're getting these big-time drug dealers, if they're busting them, that's cool. And that guy down in Venezuela, that's one bad dude. Venezuela's got oil, and the problems with Venezuela and its leader are bigger than the size of the country might suggest. So we'll have to see how that plays out. The president has apparently seen the writing on the wall, and he's rushing to get on the same page with most Americans when it comes to releasing the Epstein files.
President Trump now says House Republicans should vote to release the files in the Jeffrey Epstein case. Trump had been fighting the proposal as more Republicans supported the release of the files, but that changed Sunday night. Writing on social media, Trump said, quote, "We have nothing to hide." Trump's statement followed a fierce fight within the GOP over the files, including a nasty split with Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, who had long been one of his fiercest supporters. Democrats and some Republicans have been pushing a measure that would force the Justice Department to make public more documents from the case. The president's shift is an implicit acknowledgement that they have enough votes to pass the House, although the measure's future in the Senate is uncertain. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Yeah, but my question is, if you have worked so hard and if there's so much evidence that the Justice Department tried to block the release of the Epstein files, why is it all of a sudden, okay, let's release the files. We got nothing to hide. I mean, you know, I'm not naive. I have a feeling that maybe they found a way to get rid of some things that might be damaging. I mean, maybe not, but the question is, why was there such a strong attempt to keep the files from being released in the first place? So we'll have to see what happens. The president is apparently shifting his position in regard to the newly elected mayor of New York City, Zohran Mamdani. He is expected to sit down with Mamdani soon.
The mayor of New York, I will say, would like to meet with us and we'll work something out. But he would like to come to Washington and meet and we'll work something out. We want to see everything work out well for New York.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool. I mean, I, if he wants to meet with him, I think it's good. And I applaud the president for being open to meeting with this person. The dismantling of U.S. aid and other food assistance programs around the world is going to kill more people than experts originally expected.
The as-yet-unpublished study funded by the Rockefeller Foundation and Spain's Science Ministry updates earlier research projecting 14 million additional deaths would result from President Trump's massive cuts to international aid. With Britain, France, and Germany now also slashing their budgets, the new tally comes to 22.6 million additional deaths, one of the authors calling that an unprecedented blow to the global aid system. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
All right, the White House is running out of steam getting red states to gerrymander new maps to give them an opportunity to win more in the midterm elections. And so basically what happens here is if there's a district and you feel like there are not enough voters voting for your candidate, voting for the Republican, Republicans in states where they control these kind of things, they want to change the map. They want to make a new map that does more to include people that are going to vote for Republican candidates. It's called gerrymandering, and it is it's a mess. I don't think it's fair. I don't think it should be done, but it is done. And, I guess both sides like it, but Republicans are really fighting for it right now. And Republicans are fearing, this is an opportunity to point out that Republicans are fearing that they might not do well in the upcoming midterm elections. So they have now decided to start suing blue states instead of gerrymandering.
On November 4th, California voters approved redrawn congressional boundaries that could give Democrats a shot at gaining 5 U.S. House seats. About a week and a half later, though, the Justice Department's filed a lawsuit challenging the new map, joining a case brought by the California Republican Party. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom pushed hard for the new boundaries, saying it would counter a Republican-led effort in Texas backed by President Trump. Two other Republican-led states, Missouri and North Carolina, have also redrawn their maps to boost GOP chances. But California's redistricting is the first and so far only effort being challenged by the Justice Department. I'm Ben Thomas.
And Marco Rubio, Secretary of State, is telling U.S. diplomats to consider obesity as a cause for rejecting visas of the people trying to come to America. So the people trying to come to America legally are going to have their weight considered before they get a visa. Is this fair? Is this fair in a country where the citizens themselves are collectively overweight? Is this fair in a country where there's already an obesity problem that we created? Nobody from the outside created this. America created this problem. And you know, when it comes to obesity, we're not necessarily talking about, you know, 600 pounds, 400, 500 pounds. The definition of obesity is people are considered to be obese, and you look at them and they might not look like they really are obese. So what are we looking for? Perfect figures of men and women before we let them into our country? I mean, how do you feel about the Secretary of State telling U.S. diplomats to consider obesity as a cause of rejecting visas? If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon about anything we talk about, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. And how do you feel about the firing of Pelicans coach Willie Green? As you know, I think it's a good idea, but I'm sorry a man lost his job. But this is something that needed to be done. And I think it really took him too long to do it. It's been 5 years, and we haven't seen enough from Willie Green in terms of a positive impact on the team. And maybe he just wasn't right for that position with our team. But, man, it's time to make the Pelicans successful. It's time to make this team successful, to draw the fans in, so there's no temptation to move this team to another city. Again, if you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Your calls and your texts are coming up. On this day in 1988, on the Scoot on the Air calendar, Guns N' Roses appeared on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine with the headline, Hard Rock Heroes. Now, Rolling Stone magazine was working on this story the summer that Guns N' Roses were the opening act for Aerosmith. Aerosmith assumed they were going to be on the cover, because Rolling Stone was on the tour and they were taking notes, and Aerosmith thought they were going to be on the cover, but it ended up being Guns N' Roses. And by the end of the tour, actually long before the end of the tour, Guns N' Roses were getting more attention than Aerosmith, and then they became rock gods. I'm Scoot on the Air, and we are coming right back. You're listening to...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
WWL. Today is Gordon Lightfoot's birthday, but Gordon Lightfoot passed away in May of 2023. You know, I played a lot of his music when I was, you know, doing a music show on radio in the earlier years of my career. I played a lot of his stuff. I think this was his first hit. This was the first song I remember playing when I was just getting into the business. Gordon Lightfoot, If You Could Read My Mind, what a story the thoughts would tell. I was never a big fan. You know, I mean, he's a good songwriter. A lot of people like him, but boy, I was just never interested in going out of my way to see Gordon Lightfoot. But anyway, today was his birthday. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. Let's go to Thibodeau, Hollywood. You're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hello, Scoot. Good afternoon to you, too.
Good afternoon, Hollywood.
It was kind of weird not watching the Saints game yesterday.
I know. There was other good games on, but yeah, it was kind of strange. I feel a little lost during the football season when there's a bye week.
Hey, it was time to move on from Willie Green. His record went good the last 2-3 years.
Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with that franchise. At least we could do a little better what we're doing. But your boy Zion Williams, yes, I don't know. He got to go. As soon as they get help, they got to trade him.
Yeah, I think, Hollywood, I think he's injury prone. And I think it's just a matter of physics. He's so fast and agile. And for that kind of speed and agility, he weighs a lot for somebody with that much speed and agility. And I just think that that injuries might be problematic for him throughout his career. You can be a great player, but if you're not on the court, it doesn't matter.
I'll say it like this. If you're not healthy, you can't stay.
Yeah, well, that's right. I mean, if they could look, if they decided to trade him at this point, I wouldn't be upset. If they could get money or get something really good for him, it wouldn't bother me, because what good is he if he doesn't stay on the court? Now, what's going to really piss me off is if he went to another team and was healthy all the time and played all the time and started killing it. You know, you and I have seen that happen with a lot of Saints players, and that's what really bothers me when that happens.
Well, you know that's going to happen and turn out that way, because everybody that leaves a bad team goes to another team, they all star out, you know?
Yeah, well, I guess they realize, well, wait a minute, I guess I better, you know, pay attention to my career.
Well, I think the Saints will beat the Falcons this week. That's cool. What do you think about that?
Oh, I do too. I think the Saints are a 1.5-point underdog. I mean, forget about the points. I think the Saints are going to win outright.
Yeah, because they lost their quarterback and their star receiver. They're not going to be playing this weekend.
You know, I feel good about the Saints. I hope they don't disappoint us. But you and I, Hollywood, have seen the Saints come back after a bye week and after they've been resting. And as I said earlier, they come out of the bye week and it seems like they're still resting. And we need a team to come out after a bye week and just be fired up and try to win back that idea, the concept of dome field advantage. Hollywood, I appreciate the call. Thank you for being with us. So here's how Willie Green did in his career. 5 seasons with the Pelicans. 150 wins, 190 losses, and he was off to a 2-10 start this year. So it wasn't good. And I like the general manager of the Pelicans saying that we are not status quo people. That's good, because one of the things that I often talk about with New Orleans franchises and just New Orleans in general is we tend to be a culture that is status quo. We tend to not like change. We tend to resist change. We tend to like things the way they are. Well, that is that's sort of entrenched in the New Orleans DNA, and it's something that from the beginning of my career, it's always bothered me that people were willing to settle and just kind of have the phrase, "Hey, that's the way we do it here. You know, we're New Orleans. We're different. That's the way we do it here." But that doesn't mean it's the best way to do it. That doesn't mean that that's the way it should be done. So I love hearing we're not status quo people, and hopefully that's not the only change. And, you know, I mean, at this point, I think you'd have to agree with me, Zion Williamson has been a bust. I mean, there have been some great plays, but he's not out there dominating games to the point where the Pelicans are winning. He's just not doing it. And sometimes, and I'm not saying this of Zion Williamson, but sometimes with the NBA in particular, I question some injuries. Again, I'm not saying this specifically of Zion Williamson, but just in the league in general, I question some of the injuries. Are they really that bad? I don't know. But it's time to treat the Pelicans like, hey, they're not a stepchild of the Saints. I mean, they are, but they shouldn't be. They should be an entity unto themselves, and there should be just a desire to make them winners and do everything you can to make them winners. As I said earlier in the show, Gail Benson has got enough money to go out and find the best damn coach that can be bought. Let's go out and get the best damn coach we can, because money should not be an object. And that's the kind of thing that's going to bring fans into the Smoothie King Center. And we just need to begin with this concept of the Pelicans are not a stepchild. The Pelicans are an NBA team, and we're going to treat them like an NBA team, and we're going to get behind them, and fans are going to start showing up. So we'll see what happens. All right, you got a comment. The Oaken Heart Jewelers talking text line is 504-260-1870. As far as the Saints are concerned, hey, Sunday, Saints and the Falcons. It's Saints Falcons week, and I'm looking forward to it. I think this is going to be a team that is going to blast out of the bye week and start kicking butt. And this team seems to be ready to play for Tyler Shough. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. On the Scoot of the Year calendar on this day in 1984, this was the number one song in America. You know, a lot of people were surprised to hear that George Michael was gay, you know, when he finally came out. But come on, the shorts, those tight shorts that he wore in the video for Wake Me Up, that wasn't a clue. I mean, that was basically announcing, I'm gay. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.